British people are far more sophisticated about beverages than they were 50 years ago. Witness the Starbucks revolution, and you'll know where the trend goes. However, spurred on by recent studies suggesting that it can cut the risk of cancer and heart disease and retard the aging process, tea is enjoying a similar and reviving jolt. Although tea is available in more places than ever, it remains to be a long tradition of a typical British family. If you are invited to an English home, at 5 o'clock in the morning, you get a cup of tea. It is either brought in by a heartily smiling hostess or an almost malevolently silent maid. When you are disturbed in your sweetest morning sleep, you must not say, "Go away, you deserve to be shot." On the contrary, you have to declare with your best 5 o'clock smile, "Thank you very much. I do adore a cup of tea, especially in the morning." If they leave you alone with the liquid, you may pour it down the wash basin. Then you have tea for breakfast. Then you have tea at 11 o'clock in the morning. Then after lunch. Then you have tea for tea. Then after supper. And again at 11 o'clock at night. You must not refuse any additional cups of tea under the following circumstances: if it is hot, if it is cold, if you are exhausted, if you are nervous, if you are watching TV, before you go out, if you have just returned home, if you feel like it, if you do not feel like it, if you have had no tea for some time, if you have just had a cup. You definitely must not follow my example. I sleep at 5 o'clock in the morning. I have coffee for breakfast. I drink innumerable cups of black coffee during the day. I have the most unusual drinks, even at tea time.